The next mantra that Madhava will lead us in chanting is called the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Man means mind, and tra comes from the word triate, which means to deliver. So the mantra delivers the mind from material bondage, or delivers us from the bondage of the materialistic mind. And maha means great. So it is the great chant for deliverance. And it is composed of three words, Hare, Krishna, and Rama. Hare refers to the energy of the Lord, Radha, when addressed, Radha or Hara, becomes Radhe or Hare. Krishna means the all-attractive, the supreme as the all-attractive, and Rama means the supreme pleasure. And it is another name for Krishna. So these three names are arranged scientifically as 16. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And we should chant the mantra like a child, a lost child, cries for its mother. O Mother Hara, O Father Krishna, please save me. I'm lost in the material world, and bring me to the shelter of your loving care and protection. And if we chant in that mood, sincerely calling out for the mercy of Radha and Krishna, they will manifest themselves in our minds and in our hearts. And if we continue chanting, they will manifest themselves in our lives in every respect. We will not be alone, never. They will always be with us. And one great yogi, Bhakti Yogi, prayed, "My dear Supreme, you are so kind that as your holy name, you are my constant companion." So we hope you will join us with full heart and take this practice with you. Any of the mantras that we've chanted, you can take with you and chant, and especially the Maha Mantra, the great chant, Hare Krishna. So now we will have Madhava lead us again, and I'm very much looking forward to this kirtan with Madhava and with all of you. Hare Krishna.